Hey, Josh and Tommy with Watch Hill Proper back for another review. This week, we are looking at Jack Daniel's 2023 special release. So this is their twice barreled Tennessee rye whiskey. They're calling it the Heritage Barrel Rye. It's 100 proof, and it is an originally aged in new oak barrels, and then they did a second maturation in handmade heritage barrels that are heavily toasted and lightly charred. So Jack Daniel's rye with a second maturation.
So
a toast.
I try not to do to watch certainly whiskeys that we're going to do. I don't want to see anybody else's review. But I kept seeing the daggone heritage barrels. I'm like, what is a heritage barrel? So it is that it's the ones that are the light char, heavy toast, done in Alabama. Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's what I could find out. That's about the extent of what I know, because people were trying to go right into their reviews, and I was like, no, I don't want to see anybody else's review before I do mine.
Yeah. So they always do a special release every year, and this is their special release this year. These are generally pretty popular, and of course, their rye, if I recall, is a high corn rye, like 51% rye, 40-something% corn, if I can recall.
Yeah, it does seem like that it was, you know what, I don't know that I think it's know super, the mash bill.
I think it's a super low rye, high corn mash bill. We can double check that.
The brother or sister bottle of this, which would have been the bourbon, was aged on Coy Hill. Wow. And we know what we think.
Yeah, Coy Hill.
We know what we think of Coy Hill.
Those are hot.
Man, they're delicious, though.
Hot in multiple ways. They are hot items.
Oh, well, yeah.
That are hard to find, and they are also very hot.
Yeah.
In the mouth.
But, man, they were it's so good.
Yeah.
He would think that 140 or whatever.
So, I think it's cool also, before we get into it, all of the new stuff that Jack's doing with, it's just amazing to me that such a large distillery with such production can carve off and do ryes and, you know, like all these twice barreled things, and they're getting into bonded,
yeah,
you know, with triple mash, you know, bonded stuff.
And they're not just doing them. They're doing them at a very, yeah, high quality. I mean, they're winning awards like crazy over these,
yeah,
stuff that they're,
I think it's cool,
they're putting out. It is cool. And we preach Jack around here because, you know, it falls into the American whiskey, which we certainly love, but there's just their barrel proof stuff and their extra age stuff and some of these you know, variants that they're doing are just hard to beat, yeah, man. They're just, yeah, that good.
Oh, and the Tennessee Tasters.
The Tennessee,
but they're on like delicious. Number 12 now of experiments with those.
It's just really good whiskey. I know, yeah, that there's a lot of people who are like, oh, well, Jack Daniel's, and, you know, get off the black label, get on to the
to
the good stuff.
So this is the rye. Let's see what's it like. And it's super dark. That was the other thing.
Yeah, it's very dark. This is for sure.
Really, really dark.
Yeah.
For a rye. Like really dark, like,
man, it's got a nice nose.
Wow. And this is 100 proof. Got me on the nose already.
Man, you ain't kidding. It's very good.
Man, that is Kool-Aid. Like it is. Some kind of Kool-Aid. Just that kind of a nose. Wow, it does not drink like the nose. Of course, it's dark, and it tastes dark.
It does taste, I don't know that that's a tasting note, but tasting, yeah, dark, that, yeah, I got exactly what you meant.
Because the nose is, like, sweet, little floral, and then the palate is not. That second oak's coming through. That toasted.
It does.
The toast is really coming through. So there's There's some graham cracker marshmallow in there.
A little bit.
On the
2 years in toasted barrel just seems like a long time to me after we know what we know. But it's good. Man, I like
that
it.
That doesn't taste like a rye.
Not really.
It tastes like a high rye bourbon. It doesn't taste like a rye whiskey.
No, that's right. And yeah, I think I was trying to make it, and it doesn't. You're not right at all. It doesn't.
That would fool anybody into thinking that's a bourbon. Or
yeah, even on the finish, empty glass nose doesn't. There's really not any indication of a rye. Mm-mm. It's pretty weird. It's
spicy. It drinks well above 100 proof.
It does. You must be right on the mash bill too, because if it's rye, it's right there at a rye.
Yeah, I do think it is
It's good. It's a good whiskey.
Oh, for sure.
It's good, solid. But yeah, I would agree with you. I would put that in a lineup of five, and you know, tell someone to pick out the rye. They may stumble upon it, but they wouldn't know it instantly.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of the twice barreling comes in there. That toast is in there. It's very toasty.
You get the toast for sure, especially that's on the finish. Four. It's good. It's very good. How much is this a bottle? Any idea?
I don't. I mean, generally these are. Honestly, I think MSRP. I don't even know that they're $100. They might be.
It's good pour.
They might be $120. They're around 100-ish, give or take $20.
You get
if you can find them. I mean, these are usually tough to find. I think this expression is a little more available than most. I don't think this one flew off the shelves. Obviously, not like a Coy Hill or some of the other stuff that they've done, but. I think partially because it's a rye, but I'm telling you, like, it's not drinking like a rye.
I finished drinking that about 45 seconds ago, and that toast really lingers longer than anything else in the whiskey. The toast, I'm still kind of getting that toasty effect, which it's good.
I like the toast.
Yeah, I don't mind toast.
To me, it's like a s'mores.
Yeah.
Like, that's the toast.
I think that's what they go for. Yeah. When people want to toast, they go for that s'moresy, and sometimes you don't get it, and sometimes you over-s'mores it, if that's a word.
I don't think they did.
No, they did. They nailed this one. It's right on. It's. I think they did exactly what they wanted to do. The 5 years in first, 2 years in the toasted, and it came out. It's a good whiskey.
Yeah. So on the nose.
I did like the nose. It's solid 8.
I still like the nose. Go back to that empty glass.
Yeah, solid.
That's very toasty.
Man, it is. It's a really good nose. I'll say 8.81 on the nose.
Yeah, I'd go higher than that.
Okay.
That's a toasty nose.
It's good. It's good.
If you like a campfire, like s'mores, like that, it's good.
Where are you at on the nose?
I'd probably 8.3.
8.3? What about on the taste?
Probably 8.
Yeah, I would go 8.81. Yeah, for sure. And on the finish, very unique, kind of long, exaggerated, toasty finish. A solid 8 for me. Solid, probably 8.1 for me on that. It's very, and part of that 8.1 is uniqueness. I'm gonna, I like that it lingers, and you still get, you walk around the corner and you still realize that. You drank something, and so it does that for me.
Oh, it's still hanging around.
It does for sure.
It's pleasant
to be 102 proof. Yeah,
I think it's right at 100.
Or 100 proof. I mean, it's good, and I like that it's got some stay with you.
Yeah,
that to me is a solid.
I think the rye is gonna fool. It's gonna fool you.
Yeah, I do too. You wouldn't know it if it wasn't for the green label.
Yeah, so you're right on the 5 years. So this particular bottle, they've got it stamped. Went in March of 15 and went into the second barrel in November of 20. So 5.5 years in the original barrel.
That's a long toast time. 2 years?
Yeah.
That's a long toast time.
It is, but I don't know.
They got it. They did it. Listen.
Hold up to it, because like I said, it's going to fool you that this is a rock.
It is.
It's just going to fool you. So overall, 8-1?
I would say solid 8-1 on that. Yeah, if you can find it, pick that up. That's a no-brainer.
Oh, for sure. And if you like high rye bourbon, I think this is right up your bill. And if you like toasted bourbons.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're
not really going to know the difference.
It's almost like a toasted 36% MGP.
It is.
It's real, you know, it's got the sweetness.
It is.
Like I said, out of Jack Daniels, you'd never know this.
If you're expecting a big rye,
No. And if you're expecting Jack Daniels number 7, you ain't getting that.
No, either. You're not getting that either. We're not putting grades on anything that tastes like the old number 7.
But yeah.
Anyway.
So, very good. 8-1. So, that's our opinion of Jack Daniels Twice Barreled Rye Special Release. We'll see you next time.
See you.
Hey guys, I'm Tommy. This is Josh. We're the owners of Watch Hill Proper. We are the largest American whiskey bar in the world. We're located in Louisville, Kentucky. We'd love for you guys to come out and visit us. We offer, elevated cuisine, great cocktail list, and the wall is what people show up to see.
Definitely can satisfy your palate from standpoint of whiskeys, different bourbons, different flights. You can make your own, but we have wines, cocktails. Michael Crouch is our chef. Amazing food. So we'd love to have you come out and visit. Join us for dinner. Join us for a tasting. Check us out on the website, watchhillproper.com. You can make reservations. You can see our events that we have on the calendar, and we'd love to have you.